Remarks of the President, Winona, Minnesota, 28 October 1952.
Thank you very, very much. This is my last trip around the country as President of the United States. And I'm very glad to have a chance to come here to Winona before I leave that office. I am out campaigning for two things: for continued prosperity for this country and for world peace. If you look at the record, if you look at what we've done in the last 20 years, you will see that you can trust the Democratic Party to work these things out. And you will see that you cannot trust the Republicans. The Democratic Party has two of the finest candidates this year that were ever put before the people, Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman. Adlai Stevenson is a man who knows civilian government. He has been a great governor of a great state. And he is also an expert in foreign affairs. He understands our system of government because he has made it work successfully for the good of the people. The Republican candidate is a professional army general. He's a good man in that line of work, but he doesn't understand civilian government. No professional general has ever made a good president. The art of war is too different from the art of civil government. The Democratic vice presidential candidate is a man who came up to the Senate by his own efforts. He's one of the great liberals in the Senate. He votes every time for the interests of the little fellow, for the United Nations, and for international cooperation. The Republican candidate for vice president is an inexperienced young man who was put into the Senate by a little group of rich men in Southern California. His supporters are oil men, real estate operators, and tax lawyers. They pay him extra money for his office expenses. He votes every time for the big interests and against the little fellow. All I want you to do is just to think these things over. You can trust the Democratic Party to work for peace. It has created firm defenses and alliances around the world. It saw the communist menace and moved to meet it while the Republican Party was still asleep to the danger. We can say now with certainty that the communists are not going to take over the rest of the world. We met communist aggression the way it had to be met, with force. And our sacrifices in Korea have kept us out of a third world war. If we'd followed the advice of the Republican isolationists, we'd have lost both Europe and the Far East by now. And we'd be standing alone against communism with our backs to the wall. On the other hand, if we'd followed the advice of some of our generals, we would probably be involved in a much greater conflict. In the Far East, one general almost got us into a much bigger war against China and Russia, and I had to remove him. If we want to have peace, we must always keep civilians at the head of our government. Now, my friends, we can't have peace unless we keep our country strong and prosperous. If we have a depression, we will be easy pickings for the communists. The Republicans promise you prosperity. They are full of promises to the people just before election time. But those promises don't square with their votes in the Congress. Take their promises to the farmers this year. They have some very vague language in their platform about their farm program. But just this spring, a majority of the Republican congressmen voted to put an end to farm price supports at 90% of parity. And just last year, a majority of the Republican senators voted to cut flood control in this country right in half. These are just two examples out of many, a great many. The story is the same wherever you look. Social Security, minimum wages, aid to housing, health and education. A great majority of the Republicans vote against these things regularly, every time they have a chance. Don't look to the Republicans to keep us prosperous and strong. You better not listen to what they have to say. Look at what they do. Look at their record. Give it some thought. And then what you should do is to think first of the interest and welfare of the greatest nation in the history of the world. And then you must think of your own interests. If you do that, I have no doubt what you'll do next Tuesday. You'll go to the polls and vote the Democratic ticket. You'll vote to send Bill Carson to the Senate to help Hubert Humphrey fight your battles. You'll send George Offsom to Congress. You make Orville Freeman your next governor, and you vote to send down to the White House that fine progressive governor of one of our great states, Adlai Stevenson of Illinois. Thank you, Barry. I have one of my good helpers with me this morning. I think she and her mother are the greatest assets I have. Would you like to meet Margaret?